We want you to understand our role on Earth and our deepest respect for your sovereignty. The only other instance we will intervene is when you ask us to. Those of you who know of us can ask us to intervene on your behalf simply by making that statement. We can hear your requests and will fulfill them according to the highest good of all. Understand that the negatives will answer requests too, but they will not do you the same honor of respecting your welfare and that of others in fulfilling them. Ensuring that your requests are met by us and not by the negatives is simple. Address us specifically, either by name or more generally by referring to those who work in the light. If you like, you can call on the ascended masters, angels, or other divine beings by name to answer your requests. Just as you would not mail a letter without a name and address, be sure to address your requests as a safeguard. If your motives are pure, your requests are automatically handled by those working in the light. It's when you make a request out of anger, revenge, hatred, or the like that the negative forces may come forth to do your bidding. When a request is made of us, we will see if fulfilling it suits your solar TMS plan and the plans of anyone else it might affect. Many people request contact with us, but few would find it anything but disruptive to their lives. It's TMS not to any TMS benefit to have lives disrupted this way. That is why we have been so careful about appearing to you and erasing memories when we can. Many of you believe you could handle contact with us, but you would find it more upsetting than you realize. We know this and contact very few people in third density. Even our fourth density contacts are difficult when remembered. It will be a while before we make contact with you in great numbers in third density. As a precursor, we will contact more individuals in third density and use them to help prepare others for our presence. This is already happening but will happen much more frequently in the next few years. Then, early in the 21st century, the general public will come to know us. It will not be long now. The sightings have been stepped up and will continue to increase until the majority accepts the reality of extraterrestrial life, for at this stage it is still just a concept. More pictures and videos will be published to serve as proof. Crop circles, which we create, will proliferate and increase in complexity, bringing more of those with a scientific bent into the fold. As evidence builds, the media will contribute with more stories, movies, and docudramas on the subject to further prepare the way. Another important step will be the release of the US government TMS classified information on this subject. Once this happens, it won't be long before you see us. Chapter 7, Life with ETs. Building a new world together. You will not be alone in the future. You never really have been. You will soon discover that you are part of a galactic federation. Many of those you will meet have been working with you all along without your being aware of it. Now the time has come for you to become aware of our presence and to co-create this universe with us. This is always a momentous time in the evolution of a planet, when those inhabiting it first realize they have relations in other parts of the galaxy. You not only have relations, but they have known you and have been involved with you since your inception. You are not often children of the Creator. You just haven't known your creators until now. You are God created, of course, just as we are, but your creation came about because certain beings chose to create your particular form using genetic engineering. This story has been told elsewhere, so we won't repeat it. Now you have reached adulthood and are ready to vote. First you will learn about the cosmic government and WOTMS in it. That is part of what we will teach you. Our primary mission is to prepare you for what lies ahead. We will co-create your world with you and teach you to be co-creators of other worlds. Soon we will begin to work closely as you will allow to build a new world. We have been observing what you have created on this world. We have seen where your choices have led and are ready to step in with advice and guidance about how to improve what you have already created. We will also offer a vision of the future that will help you bring forth creations of which you have yet to dream. Many of your problems have been caused by short-sightedness and ignorance of who you are, of your future. Once you realize your immensity and your latent powers, you will begin to make wiser choices about how you spend your energy. When you realize what power you have to create a positive reality, you will stop putting your energy into creating a negative reality. So much of your suffering is caused by simply being unconscious. You are becoming conscious now, a conscious creators of your reality, and we are here to help guide you in creating the world of your dreams. Please note that we said a the world of your dreams, a not a dreams. A that is the difference between those who serve you and those who serve themselves. The world we wish to help you create will come from you, your desires and your goals. We will simply help you manifest them. We have no intention of imposing our perceptions and goals on you, but like a good parent, we will lead you to what we believe is in your best interest, while respecting your right to choose not to follow our suggestions. When we say we will build a world with you, we mean that we will work with you cooperatively, respectfully, and patiently, according to your needs and desires. Is there any question that a new world must be built? It must be apparent that change is imperative. You cannot continue on your current course. Usually a world follows a course until it can go no farther, until it collapses. It does not necessarily have the wisdom to stop in midstream and change course. Many among you are wise enough to know that change is necessary now. With your cooperation, we will show you how to adjust your course before it is too late. You are headed toward ecological disaster. If you let us, we will help you avert that. We will convince you that you need to change your actions. Then we will help you correct your mistakes and find new ways to accomplish what you need to be comfortable. Many of you are afraid to look at your world at EMS problems. You have enough of your own, it seems. But if you keep hiding your heads in the sand, you will pursue your current path until you can go no further. We hope to wake you up to the urgency of your situation so that you can begin to move forward on a less destructive path. Nothing short of a shock may suffice, since for most of you, the drive to continue as you are doing is so great. The shock of having extraterrestrials enter your world may be just what is needed to wake you from your lethargy. So although we are waiting to introduce ourselves until it is not too much of a shock, we will not wait so long that it becomes too late. Life with ETs. What will your world be like with extraterrestrials living among you? How will that affect your societies, how you think, and what you believe? Because of our advanced intelligence, our broader perspective, and our lack of conditioning to your world, we will bring change to every aspect of society. Contact with us will shake many of your beliefs, release you from much of your conditioning, and change many of your culturally determined values, including how you spend your time and how you see yourselves and life. As we present you with new possibilities, you will also change how you do things. Sometime early in the 21st century, we will live and work among you. We can and will be integrated into your societies, just like other cultural groups have in the past. We may not necessarily own homes or settle here, however, since few of us are adapted to your environment. The first extraterrestrials involved with your world will live in spaceships and commute to your world to perform their tasks, although some may set up communities on Earth in special environments that allow them to be here full time. They will keep to themselves at first, while you acclimate yourselves to them, coming into contact with you only when necessary to perform their work. At first, only a few will work among you, but in time more will come. Integrating ETs into your world will take time and require care and sensitivity regarding our impact on your world. The challenges of integrating ETs into your world. Integrating us into your society presents some unique challenges that other cultural groups have not faced. Language, however, will not be one of those challenges. We can readily learn any of your languages, and we also have the technology to help us communicate with you. We communicate primarily through telepathy and can induce telepathy in you. We also have the technology for translating one language to another. Many of us have studied your languages and will make an effort to communicate with you in the normal way so that you will feel more comfortable with us. One of the biggest challenges will be the difference in our level of intelligence. It will not be as difficult for us to adapt to your more limited intelligence as it will be for you to understand us and appreciate our point of view. For instance, it will be difficult for you to evaluate some of our proposals and suggestions because they are so much more advanced than anything you can come up with yourselves. This will cause problems among the intelligentsia, who are bound to feel threatened by this influx of new intelligence into your world. They will have to learn to cooperate with and often take subordinate positions to us because of our greater knowledge and expertise. On the other hand, not all the extraterrestrials you will meet will be skilled at adapting to your level of understanding. Some will not be able to put themselves in your shoes and see things as you do. Therefore, their advice may not be valid or it may not be understood by you. When misunderstandings occur, they will not always be your fault, but may occur because the extraterrestrial dealing with you lacks understanding of you or the skill to communicate at your level. Thus, intelligence alone is not enough to ensure good communication. An understanding of your cultures and what it is to be a human on Earth at this point in history is essential in dealing with you effectively. In addition, of course, there must be the drive to serve your best interest, and not all extraterrestrials are so motivated. Another challenge will be adapting us into your work world. We will not always fit into your current structures because to us these structures are antiquated and highly inefficient. They will have to change. Your work is already becoming increasingly automated through technology and computers. This trend will continue as you find more ways to accomplish tasks without leaving the comfort of your homes. We will help you create new lifestyles around work by helping you develop your communications technology further so that centralized workplaces will be replaced by more conveniently located workspaces. This will change the pattern and routine of your daily lives and free many of you from your 9-to-5 schedules. Your lifestyles will change as you not only experience more freedom around your work activities, but more free time and easier access to mentally stimulating and educational activities. As it stands, your free time is often consumed by mindless entertainment, which wastes human resources. You will be both entertained and enlightened in the future through the wise use of technology, education, knowledge, and expertise will be high priorities in the world of the future, in part, because the level of intelligence of the extraterrestrials living among you will demand more from you intellectually. It is not so much that you will be competing with us for jobs, but that the technology we introduce to your world will demand a high level of education in order to use it. Even the average person will need what you now consider exceptional skills just to keep pace with the growth and changes occurring in society. It will be difficult for those who can't keep pace intellectually, but because technology will bring more prosperity to society in general, society will be better able to assist or carry those who are least able to manage. The technology will help these individuals fulfill as much of their intellectual potential as possible. Also, because society will be less stressed and run more smoothly, there will be more time for spiritual development and greater understanding and compassion for those with lesser abilities. Another challenge facing your world concerns the sharing of what we have to offer. You will have to learn to share the information we bring if you are not to fall into conflicts over the rights to our ideas and our help. We are very aware of our potential to cause disputes among you and will try not to play favorites. We will work fairly with all people and foster cooperation between nations, not competition. We will work hard to bring your world together under one organization and government because this is the next step in your evolution and necessary for peace. Many of our suggestions will need to be implemented worldwide and will therefore require a certain restructuring of your political and social boundaries. The impact of ETs on your world. Of course, the presence of extraterrestrials in your world will have a profound impact on your religions and belief systems. Our presence will cause you to question many of your cherished beliefs and ideas, including what you believe about human history. Your beliefs about your world and your history affect the kind of world you create. When you change your beliefs about your world changes. After all, your attitudes, beliefs, and thoughts are what create your reality. The new information we will bring will revolutionize many areas of study, such as geology, biology, archaeology, cosmology, history, medicine, and mathematics. Opening your minds will trigger a major leap in consciousness and knowledge, since certain regressive ideas have thwarted your progress and limited your understanding. Once these ideas fall away, you will move ahead very rapidly. Extraterrestrials will advance your knowledge in these fields by hundreds of years in just a decade. As a result of the medical advances we will bring, how long you live and how you pattern your lives will change. People will live longer and stay productive longer. There will be fewer debilitating illnesses and a healthier population as a whole. Consequently, there will be more free time, less difficulty in providing for yourselves, and a healthier lifestyle. On the other hand, there will be a greater need for advanced education and specialized training and therefore a much longer period of schooling before entering the workforce. People will remain in the workforce longer, but job sharing will replace the full-time work that is now the norm. Therefore, even though the number of available workers will increase, unemployment won't attempt. These changes in turn will reflect a change of philosophy. When people have more time to devote to themselves, interest in life-enhancing subjects will increase. People will explore new pastimes as well as more serious concerns, such as the meaning of life. The struggle for survival and the emphasis on materialism so prevalent now in your culture will be superseded by more meaningful goals, such as personal growth and the attainment of peace and contentment. When you are able to meet your material needs more easily, you will not look so much to work and consumerism to satisfy your souls, which has never worked anyway. Thus, there will be an expansion of consciousness resulting in greater happiness. Going to war with each other will become a thing of the past. The world of the future. You are headed toward a golden age. It may come as soon as the 21st century or shortly after that. Meanwhile, you have a mess to clean up here on Earth before you are solidly on course toward a better world. You will suffer some from the consequences of your past choices that have damaged your environment, which will take time to correct. We will help you if you are willing to implement the changes we suggest. However, some of these changes are radical and will challenge some of you. The biggest change, besides altering your personal habits around how you use your natural resources, involves establishing a worldwide agency for regulating and monitoring environmental issues. This will help bring you together as a world, although the logistics of doing this are challenging. Any global initiative such as this requires an infrastructure that is yet to be conceived, although a breakdown of national boundaries is necessary, anyway for the equitable distribution of goods are key to establishing peace on Earth. Global peace is foremost on our agenda, and we will try to convince you of the importance of the redistribution of wealth to peace. Not only will you find that peace will be a worthy goal, but many of the benefits we bestow on you will be contingent on your willingness to strive for peace. The world of the future will be very different. One of the biggest changes will be that the population of Earth will be much less than it is now. Natural disasters, widespread diseases, and increasing sterility will dramatically decrease your population in the near future. This, however, will make it easier for you to deal with the environmental problems and provide a healthy lifestyle for those who are here. Unfortunately, it often takes problems like this to advance a race spiritually. Your world will have gone through other changes that will help you be more at ease with us. For example, you will have made some breakthroughs in science that will help explain the paranormal. You are on the verge of a paradigm shift in physics right now that will open up your worldview and your understanding of other dimensions and their inhabitants. You as a society will finally accept that sentient life exists in other dimensions and that these dimensions are just as real as yours. This will lead to an eagerness to learn from those in these other dimensions. This will be a very important shift because as it stands, scientific skepticism not only inhibits belief in extraterrestrials, but also makes it necessary for us to stay behind the scenes. We await a shift in your belief system and are pushing for this by showing our craft to you. We know that moving too quickly will only cause problems in relating to us. A number of star people working in the area of physics are striving to make the necessary breakthroughs for this next step. Through star people, we are already having a far greater impact on the transformation of your beliefs than you realize. Some of the things that will happen in your world in the next 2 decades will scare you and cause you to be more open to new ideas, new beliefs, and new solutions. Many of these will be supplied by star people and other advanced individuals who have incarnated to help Earth solve her problems. Crises create an openness, which often results in leaps of consciousness and the transformation of structures that cannot be accomplished any other way, or at least not as rapidly. This will be the reason for many of the crises you will experience in the coming decades. They will challenge you and therefore strengthen you spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually. The universe has a beautiful way of providing for our needs by delivering challenges. As participants in Earth TMS Plan for Transformation, we can offer some of the help you need to advance spiritually and intellectually. Not all the extraterrestrials you will become involved with will serve you well, however. You need to be aware that there are many races with a variety of motives, some of them self-serving. One of your lessons will be discerning who to trust and who not to. Meanwhile, you will probably make many mistakes and learn from them, but that too is part of the plan. This is one of the ways you will advance spiritually and become wiser and more aware of the importance of adhering to certain values. The unscrupulousness of some extraterrestrials will result in debates about what is right and wrong, moral and immoral. In the future, having people in power who have integrity will be especially important, since the potential for destruction and the abuse of power will increase as a result of your intellectual and technological advancement. You will also experience improvements in health as a result of our presence among you. Your world will be much healthier not only because the environment will be cleaner, but also because you will develop technology to overcome many of your illnesses and diseases. You will also have a better understanding of the basis of good health. Many of the advances will be accomplished through genetic engineering as we teach you how to unplug, so to speak, the genes in human DNA responsible for unwanted health conditions. This will eliminate much suffering on Earth. We have other technology to share that will ease suffering and improve lives. Advances in transportation, for instance, will make it possible to not only travel swiftly and safely anywhere around the globe, but also among the stars. These advances in space travel are probably more than a century away, but that is still a very short time to go from cars and planes to interdimensional travel. Even though we can already do this, you will have to develop the technology on your own to some extent. For us to just give you this technology would be too much of an interference. Moving too quickly into space would be too shocking for humanity. It also would deny you the opportunity for the intellectual development that learning to travel through space affords. Therefore, you will be given only the help that will benefit you. We are very aware of our potentially enormous impact on you. We will be careful how we interact with you and with the technology and help that we give you. Some of us have made mistakes before with other races, some even with Eurasia, and have learned from these mistakes. Although they also operate under a certain ethical code, other self-serving extraterrestrials will not be so careful, not because they are less wise, but because they hope to throw you off course. They hope to cause problems on Earth because creating chaos is how they gain control. Self-servers have always been part of your universe. There are even whole planets inhabited primarily by self-servers. Whenever they have the capability of traveling through space, they tried to disrupt and conquer other civilizations. Sometimes they are successful and sometimes not. Much depends on the orientation and development of the targeted civilization. The less evolved and more oriented to self-service a civilization is, the easier it is to conquer. That is why we are not greatly concerned about the fate of Earth. As unevolved and self-serving as humanity may seem at times, you are far better off than many other races. Because self-servers are a relatively small percentage of your population and because many highly evolved individuals are here to help raise the mass consciousness, the best the negative extraterrestrials can hope to accomplish is to create some chaos, fear, and trouble, although they hope to do more than that. You are moving into a very special time, one of great change and innovation. Many of society or TMS structures will have to adapt or change entirely to fit the future level of consciousness of Earth or TMS inhabitants. Some of those who are already here have managed to raise their consciousness through effort and grace. Others will reincarnate here because the level of consciousness suits them and their growth. There will still be a range of consciousness on Earth, and not everyone will be at the same level, but the range will be narrower than it is now and the average level of consciousness higher. That is good news not only for the people on Earth, also but for Earth itself, for it will need careful stewardship in the future to recover from past sins. It may seem like you will never solve your current problems, but many of them are simply growing pains more than anything else is signals for the need to change. Once certain changes are made, these problems will be resolved. Of course, there will be new and different challenges, but you will have more resources to deal with them than you do now. Challenges still exist in more evolved states, but the pain associated with dealing with them is much less. Growth continues but through less pain and with greater swiftness. A higher level of consciousness brings with it an ability to master thoughts and emotions, which are behind the creation of your reality. The more evolved you are, the better creators you are, and the more you are able to change what you don't your TMT like or what doesn't TMT work. You are going to make giant strides in understanding how the brain, mind, and consciousness work. Because you will realize that all else comes from this, this will be the new frontier. Solutions to your problems lie in understanding the mind and consciousness. Mastery of the mind and the effect of mind and emotions on the electrical, chemical, and hormonal activity of the brain will be crucial areas of study in the near future. You have already begun these studies, but so much more will be uncovered. We are well equipped to help you with this. Many abilities that you now consider psychic will unfold as you master your minds and enlarge your brain capacities. Although many of us have brains unlike yours, some of us have brains that function as yours will in the future, so we can help your scientists unlock those secrets. You will begin to understand the nature of reality from the standpoint of dimensions where time and space do not exist. For this, your current science is useless. A new science will evolve to account for other dimensions, and you will realize your multidimensionality. Of course, this will have enormous spiritual repercussions. However, science will transform religious and spiritual views rather than replace them, as it has in the past. Your whole concept of reality will soon change as a result of meeting us, since we already live in and travel between other dimensions. Our knowledge is your future science. You have so much to learn from us. We have much to gain from you too, primarily in service to you. We are here to serve you. Some of us are here to make amends to you for past mistakes and others to make amends for mistakes made elsewhere. We need you as much as you need us. We are as motivated to help you as you will be to learn from us. You will learn from both the positive and negative extraterrestrials, although what you learn from each will be very different. The negatives will teach you discrimination and the value of honesty and integrity by demonstrating the opposite. They will show you what happens when a race falls out of alignment with spirit, and they will play out the negative for you so that you can integrate your own shadow side. They are performing an important function in your world by bringing you certain lessons. For this, you can be grateful, just as you are grateful for other challenges in your lives that provide fuel for your evolution. Change accelerates evolution. The introduction of extraterrestrials into your world will accelerate your evolution exponentially, but you will have to be willing to see things differently. Flexibility and adaptability will be essential as you adjust your beliefs and what you know about the world to accommodate a much broader reality. Life as you know it will no longer exist not only because the structures of your lives will change, but also because the structures of your brains, your beliefs, and your very perceptions will change. You will change so fundamentally inside that your outer reality cannot help but change dramatically. You will not be in Kansas anymore. This is how the new world, the golden age, will come about. It will happen as a result of deep changes in your brains, in how you think, in what you believe, and in how you perceive. Reality, after all, has always reflected consciousness.